Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Doesn't happen very often when a Baltimore City Council member vacates their seat, but it did happen last month when 11th District Councilman William Cole was appointed president and CEO of the Baltimore Development Corporation. Cole was a member of the Baltimore City Council for 7 years, and now 15 applicants are vying for his seat, which represents more than a dozen neighborhoods, including Bolton Hill, Poppleton, Federal Hill, and Mount Vernon. The city's charter has a process for filling the seat. It's not an election. And in a minute, we'll talk about that process. But first, we wanted to know what some 11th District residents want in a new council person. On Friday, we reached out to Janet Allen, president of Heritage Crossing Resident Association.
Well, the 11th District is a diverse district. You have some parts of the district that is very prosperous and some parts that are not. And I think we need to bring more prosperity to the part of the district that I live in. And what I'm looking for in a council person is somebody that's accessible, that someone that can help us to be a bridge with city services, that we can work more effectively with city services to address the issues that adversely affect our community.
And joining me now is Kenneth Burns, who covers City Hall for WYPR News. Kenny, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Janet Allen is on the committee involved in this selection. What should we know about this committee?
Well, it's a more community-involved committee as opposed to the last vacancy. You have some representatives from community associations, a couple of business leaders involved, and then there were a couple of regular residents with no attachment to any of those groups. And
there are 13 members, right?
There's 13 members.
How did they get on the committee?
They're appointed by Council President Jack Young. But there's some criteria for the committee, residents, community associations, and you also have to have at least two members of the council in neighboring districts. In this case, you have Councilman Jim Kraft, who represents Southeast Baltimore, and Carl Stokes, who is also chair of the committee.
And what is the committee's task?
They are to vet the 15 applicants, and the applicants have to meet certain guidelines. Of course, they have to be 18 years or older and other criteria to apply for the seat. And they've fed through the process. They're going to have interviews tomorrow evening. And depending on how that goes, they will make their selection.
And then it goes to the city council, which makes the final choice?
Yes.
The last city council vacancy was 2011. When Agnes Welch left the council after 27 years, she represented the 9th district in West Baltimore. What happened then compared to now?
Well, first, total disclaimer, I live in the 9th district. But what happened in 2010, as you mentioned, Agnes Welch retired. And the odds-on favorite was Pete Welch, who happened to be her son and her longtime legislative aide. Well, there were some complaints about that. Charges of nepotism were hurled around at that time, and they held a hearing. There were three other candidates who applied to fill this seat, and the council, and by the way, the committee was 9 of the 12 council members. They chose Welch.
Oh, they basically constituted themselves as the search committee.
Right.
Is it unusual to have such a large pool of applicants, 15 in this case?
It really does vary. The last vacancy, and the process now is similar to some other jurisdictions, Anne Arundel County, off the top of my mind, when they had that situation with Darrell Jones. It depends on how many applied and how many qualified.
Okay. There are so many applicants, and we've got not much time in this segment, so we're going to put information about the applicants on our website. What do you think the council is looking for?
I'm thinking they want somebody. Now, keep in mind, Bill Cole was seen as the business-friendly council member, and to some extent you have to be because that district includes the downtown central business district. Mm-hmm. So they're probably looking for somebody that can balance the needs of the community, needs of the business community, as well as recognize the diversity of the district. As Janet mentioned in the soundbite you played, it's really a diverse district. It's a predominantly white district for sure, but there, I would say 60-50 along that line, or 60-40.
I was going to say if we could
do 60-50. I didn't
major in math. We asked William Cole what it's like to represent the 11th district.
there's just a ton of constituent service requests, whether it's the mundane stuff like potholes or tree light, you know, trees or street lights, but to the more critical stuff like larger development projects that impact parking or public space. And those types of conversations are happening all the time right now in the 11th District because, I mean, there's a ton of development activity happening.
What would you add, Kenny, about other major issues in the 11th District?
Actually, the former councilman nailed it. You have to balance the big developments. You have to balance the needs of the community down to the potholes.
What effect do you see Cole's departure having on the balance of power on the city council?
It might not have much of an effect. Again, whoever they pick will probably have to respond to the business community. But he was a ally of the mayor for a long time. In fact, the two worked together to bring the Grand Prix to town.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, it won't affect things much.
You mentioned public hearing tomorrow, 4:30 p.m., right? The applicants will be there. What is next in this process?
Well, tomorrow will be the public testimony and the interviews of the candidates. Now, everything that the committee does must be public. The hearings, the work sessions, everything.
So what do you think the timeline is?
Well, if 2011 was any indication, this should be wrapped up in a week.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a quick process.
I appreciate you walking us through it. Thank you.
No problem.
Kenneth Burns, reporter for WYPR News. We've got a link to his reporting on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. We also have a link to a Baltimore Sun story with a rundown of all the applicants and their backgrounds. And we have more information about the public hearing with the applicants tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. That's all on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. William Cole is set to speak with us next Monday about his priorities leading the Baltimore Development Corporation. I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead, brand names versus generic. Stay with us on 88.1.